also introduced our social media spotlights. So
this December, Nine Elms will once again transform into a giant advent calendar featuring a 24 unique installations created by local artists and organisations. Visitors can see the advent installations displayed in windows of cafes, bars, salons, clinics, churches, and as many of the venues are returning hosts from last year. The Reverend Betsy Blatchley, who is the leader of Nine Elms Arts Ministry and creative producer of the Nine Elms Advent Calendar, joins me now. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for inviting me. It's lovely to be with you.
Now, this is very much a community project, I know, and it's been going now for 3 years. I can't believe it started back in 2019. I had the privilege of opening a number of the windows that year with the Battersea Power Station Community Choir and meeting you, and it was such an inspirational event. Now, obviously, last year was a little bit trickier, but you did manage to do an advent calendar. Tell us about the theme and what you did last year, first of all.
That's right. Last year we had to change because the first year was very much like an event every night, live events, lots of crowds, all the things we couldn't do last year. But we were determined that we wanted to sort of light up Battersea and Nine Elms. And so our theme was light in the darkness because it just felt very apt after all we've been through with the pandemic. And we were in the midst of lockdown. And we moved everything so that we could make it a completely COVID safe walking trail so that all the windows were open at the beginning of December and people could walk it in their bubbles. And then we also introduced having spotlights on social media each day from the 1st to the 24th of December. A different artwork and artist and venue was spotlighted on our social media channels so that people could enjoy it at home as well.
Brilliant, fantastic. And the theme was light in the darkness. Now this year, very relieved to say, we can get out and about, socially distanced, of course, masks on, etc., government guidance. But you've got a lovely theme this year that people can really enjoy on this year's art trail, and it's peace on earth. So how did that come about? What was the idea about that for a theme?
Well, we wanted something that really summed up Christmas, but also was something that was universal to everybody. And I think with so many things that have happened in the past year, peace on earth just seemed something that all of us could unite around. And it brings in a lot of different things that are on people's minds. You know, we all want to find peace at Christmas, but also with COP26, you know, we're thinking about what does it mean to make peace with the climate and our environment. And also, obviously, we've seen a lot of refugee crisis. There's so many different areas, and more locally about peace on our streets. So it just felt a really relevant but also very Christmassy theme.
Now, I've been having a quick look at some of the sneak peeks of the windows, and the 2021 art trail includes artists working with a range of media and new locations. You've got the open air forest scene in the pedestrian walkway through New Covent Garden Market, a peace festival on a barge, which sounds amazing, a contemporary nativity in a London cab, which it sounds mind-blowing actually, and 5,000 LED lights flowers from the Colombian rainforest, multicultural textiles, brushed aluminium, fine art photography of Antarctica, and much more. It sounds like a real feast for the senses, actually. Now, how can people get involved? You've got the trail, obviously. So how do people get involved with that?
Well, as we said, there's two main ways to get involved. One is walking the trail, and the trail is open for the 1st of December all the way through to the 5th of January, so people can walk it in their own time. And they can find the map on our website, which is nineelmsartsministry.org. And there's a clickable links, and on that map you can actually find out all about each of the individual artworks and the artists who made them. But then you can also follow on social media. So every day from the 1st to the 24th of December, every evening, we'll spotlight a different window on our social media, which is at Nine Elms Arts Ministry, so that you can find out more about the artists, enjoy it like a real advent calendar, opening one day at a time, even though the actual trail will be open all the way through December. There's also some events happening. We're obviously being careful around COVID, but we've got a few events which are also on the website. What we really want is people to engage with it by taking photographs, posting them on their social media with a hashtag Nine Elms Advent, and we're going to have a photo competition, so there'll be some fantastic prizes, but also just a really wonderful way of everybody feeling that they're part of the art and getting involved.
That sounds amazing. So you've got 24 individual window installations for the whole of December, as you said, a traditional advent calendar. Can you give us a sneak peek of window number one? Because I know Battersea Power Station Community Choir will be singing at the opening, but what is it going to look like?
Well, it's something we've not attempted before. It's going to be something very, very giant. We talk about giant advent calendar, and this is giant. It's a 21-panel hoarding in right in the heart of Nine Elms, right near the American Embassy. And it's been designed by a collage artist, and it will be spread over the whole of the hoarding. So it's absolutely huge. I've actually seen it. It is actually up, and it looks absolutely stunning, and it's all sorts of different landscapes that celebrate peace. So that is really, really worth all coming down for. But all of the artworks are just incredible. They're all so different, as you highlighted. I've been looking around at some of them that are going in today, and they're just absolutely fantastic. The creativity and the talent of the artists and the community groups and the venues that have got involved is just, it is mind blowing.
Wow, and you did tell me a little bit earlier that it's 52 metres square, this collage, which is the first window, made entirely of hand-cut vintage and recycled paper. So you say, going back to sort of COP26 and having all of that recycled and repurposing elements, really, really great for the environment too. I can't wait to come and have a look at the advent calendar. I'm going to really enjoy going around with my map and being socially distanced with everybody, but still able to enjoy some new, exciting art over Christmas time and into the new year. Thank you so much for your time again. Just remind us, if we want to have a quick look and find that map, where do we head to?
Head to nineelmsartsministry.org and you'll find everything there, and also follow us on social media at Nine Elms Arts Ministry.
Reverend Betsy Blatchy, thank you so much. Really, really looking forward to the project. Best of luck with it, and happy Christmas and happy new year from us all here.
Thank you very much, and to you too.